Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats fight, folks, and for this, you must give them credit. You can despise them, whatever you feel about them, that's up to you. But I will tell you this, no matter what you say about them, they fight. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I happen to be Kevin Jackson, glad you're with me. And we got a lot to talk about today. But I want to begin by speaking about that's not even the right word, because vitriol is not the word. The stick-to-itness the Democrats have for their cause. They could not be more obviously wrong and on practically every issue, yet they will fight to the death. And when I say to the death, I mean literally to the death, even if it kills them. Like, for example, the Wu flu shot. Despite overwhelming evidence of fake data on Wu flu, fake data on the vaccine, these clowns literally fight to the death, I repeat, to get this shot. 844-551-8255. Look, I will never prevent someone from their choice, even if their choice is a bad choice. I used to say, you shouldn't do that. I was dogmatic, but I would say, that's just stupid, dude. I don't care what you do. It is your choice if you want to do something silly. But holy cow, man, when you want to force it on somebody else, that's a whole other issue. And Democrats are not content to be stupid alone. Have you made a decision on your own and you say, hey, I live with the consequences. I don't care what anybody else does. I will live with the consequences of my decision. Maybe it was a decision about your household. Maybe it was a decision about the person you were going to date. But whatever that decision is, you're willing to live with it. I don't care. I talk to my friends all the time about, do you care what food I eat? You see somebody, one of your buddies is putting on some pounds, and you packing on some pounds? Yeah, man, I don't care. I could give him diet advice. Right now, I've packed on some pounds. Sadly, getting in the gym, trying to get it off. I had lost it during COVID, as you guys know. I was back to my svelte fighting weight. But the point is that when I see somebody, if they look differently, I'm not going to go, well, you need to change. No, I will say, hey, I've noticed this about you. But hey, you do you, I'll do me. Not with Democrats. As I say it, to the death. These people showcase stats that make people believe the unvaxxed are walking zombies, while the vaxxed are living life to the fullest. Come back. Let's get back to normal. Normal, 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 normal. Come on back. All you got to do is get the shot. Just get the shot. If you get the shot, things go back normal. Well, what is normal for the Democrats that are vaxxed? Or anybody, because maybe there are some of you who are vaxxed. What is normal? Are you able to not wear your mask? Are you able to get on a plane without wearing your mask? Are you able to move about the country? What have they done that's made you normal? Let me give you the answer. Absolutely nothing. You still socially distance. You still wear your mask. And you, if they try to, they want to make this mandate. Oh, well, I've got my job. Good for you. I've got my job. What are you doing that's any different? These are the people that are the zombies. They don't want you to, like I tell you, they will tell you who they are by what they want you to. If you just take the shot, you'll get back to normal. If you take the shot, you will be very abnormal. And as you evaluate this, as you say, Kevin, I don't know. Let me remind you, it's oppositeville in Democrats and leftists. Whatever they tell you, think opposite. So if you're thinking about this, and I doubt many of you are, I want you to understand, when they say it's going to get back to normal, well, what is that? Normal's abnormal. Fauci himself has said even if 100% of Americans are vaccinated, we're still not safe. So how safe is safe for Fauci? And how safe is safe for the next thing that comes up? I heard a news announcer say, we don't have the data for hospitalizations, but it appears that the hospitalized are mostly unvaccinated. He admits up front, we don't have the data, but it seems like all the people in the hospitals are unvaccinated. Now, I don't know how much more silly you can be. This is Arizona Channel 5 News saying to all of Arizonans, I don't have any data, but this is the narrative. So I got to tell you that the majority of the people who are getting hospitalized are people who haven't gotten the shot. Now, I don't have any data on it, but I'll make you a bet. I'll bet you that's a lie. I'll bet you the majority of people getting hospitalized are people who got the shot. We've gone through it. I talked about a nurse that said, don't believe any of the hype. But there are professionals in this industry who say, I can tell you this point blank. My son broke his hand. I'm at the hospital with nurses. You must wear a mask to enter here. I walked right in, no mask. Sat in the lobby, nothing. So they said, we're going to bring your son in, whatever. They were going to introduce the anesthesiologist and finally a surgeon. Surgeon comes in, mask won't even stay on his face. And it's just, finally it's down at his mouth. And he's talking, not through the mask. You can tell he's sick of it. So as we get into conversations, what you find out is these people are going, I'm not taking a shot. This one lady said she's been in nursing 30 years. She's prepared to leave. Don't believe the hype, man. Medical professionals are not taking this shot. And look, we've gone over this ad nauseum, but I'm going to drive the point home that the Democrats, even though they know this is a lie, even though they know that this could wreak destruction on people, etc., they have bought in. And the thing that should scare you, the thing that should scare you the most, is these people know the end game. And that end game, this is one that plays out where, who do you want controlling your health? How many sob stories, folks, have you heard about the vaxxed? The vaxxed. You'll hear them about the unvaxxed. I just saw one the other, just a second before we even came on air. It was, this guy was begging for the shot after he got Wu flu. Oh, they're going to tell you all the people that regret not being vaxxed. But do you know anybody who regrets getting vaxxed? Well, we're going to share a lot of those stories here in a bit. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Lots going on in the world, folks, but I want to talk about the FBI. I used to have so much respect for the FBI. I grew up with the idea that there's this federal bureau that sort of makes sure that the local cops aren't railroading people and all that. And, of course, they did. There were some that did this. They helped find the people that lynched the, you know, the kids that went to help down south and what have you. What was it, Mississippi Burning? Saw that movie? So I grew up, I trusted the government, I trusted the FBI, I trusted, you know, that there were people out there who really wanted to seek justice, and it has nothing to do with political ideology. Let me tell you something. I'm a staunch conservative, and I generally vote for the Republicans. But if the Republicans were doing what the Democrats are doing, I would want all these suckers fried. I would be like, what is going on with this party? I would still vote for the best person, which turns out, generally speaking, is a Republican. But I wouldn't be dogmatically, affiliated with the party, like, I gotta support the Democrats. The FBI, the CIA, the NSA, all these guys should not care who the president is. They shouldn't care who, you know, I mean, it's, politics should not be part of their decision making. But it is. And I'm telling you, these days, I don't trust the FBI as far as I can throw them. And it's sad because I'm one of these citizens who believes in the rule of law, who believes that despite the McCabe's and the Strucks, you know, Peter Strzok and the Lisa Pages and all these different people, the James Comey's of the world, that there are people inside the organization that go, nope, not going to let it happen. But it's become so politicized. It makes Herbert, what's his name? J. Edgar Hoover. It makes J. Edgar Hoover's FBI look like Boy Scouts. J. Edgar Hoover wiretapped Martin Luther King. He wiretapped Malcolm X. He wouldn't help Malcolm X in many cases. Tried to, I mean, I could go on with what the FBI did, trying to set up black folks in inner cities and a host of other things. And I even saw where they did it against a white dude, Richard Jewell, the guy who saved lives at the bombing in the Olympics, and how the FBI set him up. I mean, I don't know how much of that was true, but I'm presuming Clint Eastwood did his research and found out what the FBI did, read transcripts and talked to people. And if you saw the movie, you get what I'm talking about. The FBI is a feckless organization that gets, I mean, the way I see it, they, I don't, what are they investigating? They, you know what I think the FBI is? It is a tool of the government. It's a, for example, the investigations going on against Trump in New York. The AG's involved. You can bet Comey's crooked FBI is feeding information into these things. What we find is that it's a bunch of elitists that have gotten so much power that they can pull strings and say, hey, you might want to investigate this. You might want to do that. Do you watch the series Ozark? I'm curious. Because I do. I watch the series Ozark. And Marty and his wife have gotten to a position of power to where the FBI is going after them. And they've gotten into a position of power to where they can now influence state senators to initiate investigations. And here's what you find if you watch Ozark. These people went from being pawns of the Mexican cartel to becoming people who are now shot callers. New season's coming out. And, you know, we'll find out what happens. I don't know how they're going to make it any better. I think it has to end this next season. But you can watch what's happened over the three seasons that I've watched it and how that political power has been built on money. And I already kind of know where it's headed. I do, because I know enough about politics to get it. But and let me tell you, the political in-play that happens and the intrigue that happens during this development of them from being scared for their lives to sort of getting control of their lives by gaining power and influence is fascinating. You have to see it. It's an inside look. It's the same with House of Cards. It's the same with Boss, with Kelsey Grammer. If you get a chance to see any of those, you'll enjoy it. You'll see how that power works. And if you want to go a little on the wild side, go get your Mandingo on, watch Godfather of Harlem with Forrest Whitaker. An amazing show about Bumpy Johnson, a legitimate show based a lot on fact. It's been sort of embellished, but you will enjoy that series. I think it's got two seasons out. But then back to the FBI. So the FBI fired the agent who was supposed to investigate this Larry Nassar thing involving the gymnast. But they haven't fired anybody associated with cheating in the 2020 election. The only skin on the wall that's currently there is from John Durham, who went after Kevin Kleinsmith in what amounts to a slap on the wrist. This is the guy that faked the documents going to the FISA court that led to us spending $40 million to investigate Trump over nothing. And I could go on. So he's been prosecuted, and now we get word that Durham's gone after a guy named Mike Sussman for his lying to the FBI because he was working with Clinton. But that's it. I mean, in terms of the DOJ, those are the two fall guys. They went to the scapegoat farm and they picked those two out. But how many people are involved in this thing? And great. So these girls went and testified before Congress. They got an FBI guy fired literally within days of the testimony. And we can't get an FBI person fired from Comey's crooked administration after years of these guys doing the most heinous things you could do to citizens of the United States. You think Papadopoulos maybe wants some people fired? You think Mike Flynn might want some people fired? What is that other guy's name? The dude with the hair that was only on Trump's campaign for literally for less than a month, took over after they got rid of Corey Lewandowski. And I could go on. I'm just saying, what happened to all of the people that were involved in the orchestration of those lies? Why isn't Adam Schiff in prison? The Democratic congressman out of California who says, I have proof that Trump did this. There's a whole litany of people that should be going down, and certainly FBI agents who should have been fired, and we got nothing. Don't be surprised if Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, McCabe write books. Comey, where's he? He's teaching at a college. Ethics, from what I remember. Ethics. One of the most unethical guys on the planet. A guy who didn't even have the qualifications to be the head of the FBI. That should make you ask questions right there. How did he get that job? I already know. I've done the research. Find out Comey's qualifications. Did he ever serve as an agent? Nope. How did he get that gig? And how are people not going to jail or even losing their jobs? At least, at the very least, we have people that were let go. When they found out what Strzok and those guys did, they just moved them around in the Justice Department until finally somebody said, okay, we got to do something.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Feels really good because it's kind of like a lot of us have turned the curve, and it's like things are finally back to normal.
It's Black Friday, which means shoppers are heading to local malls and retailers to kick off the holiday shopping season. That shopper there speaking on Fox News in Rockaway, New Jersey. The National Retail Federation expecting Americans to spend up to $859 billion between now and Christmas. In response to a court order, the Biden administration reinstated the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy. Now asylum seekers will be required to wait in Mexico while their claims are evaluated. Fears regarding a new COVID variant triggered a massive Black Friday sell-off on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow falling 905 points to end the week at 34,899. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A new COVID variant has folks around the world on edge.
South Africa's health minister announced Thursday the discovery of a new coronavirus variant that appears to be spreading rapidly in parts of that region. The WHO is meeting today to discuss the new variant as UK officials announce that it has blocked flights from six African countries from landing. Executive Director over at the World Health Organization, Dr. Mike Ryan, this week.
When you use a drug, there's loads of virus in the system because the person is very sick. And now you introduce the drug into the body and there are trillions of viruses. And amongst those trillions of viruses, there may be one or two that have some resistance to the drug.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A new poll indicates that 41% of Americans consider Thanksgiving as one of the nation's most important holidays. That's down 5% from 2020, when 46% held the same view. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You guys remember that song, Short People? Short people got no reason to. Short people got no reason to live. Randy Newman wrote it. Well, maybe it's not just short people. Maybe it's white people. Welcome back to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I happen to be Kevin Jackson, and this is a warning. Consider this a public service announcement to white people, because you're under fire. Oh, yeah. We need some sinister music here. Dun, 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 dun. You're under fire. Yep. For the first time, they've revealed, according to the last census, that white folks have, you're now under 60% of the U.S. population. For the first time on record, 20 million fewer white people alive today than 10 years ago. They're wiping you out, white folks. I'm not laughing at it. I mean, I feel bad. Luckily for me, it won't be before y'all, you know, before I die. It'll still be some white folks because I hang out around a lot of you. No other reason than I just think you're kind of cool. I don't get the hype why everybody doesn't like you. But, oh, woo! White Americans, under 60%. So, white Americans now make up 57.8% of the country, according to the data that was released on Thursday, a decrease of over 6% since 2010. In 2010, you were, I think, 62.2% of the population, something like that. So anyway, at 6, no, you have to be more than that because they say 6%, so you had to be 63. I've got a chart here that says 62%, but okay, whatever, 63, 64%. It was a lot more white people in 2010. Let's just put it that way. They said, that is the number of people who replied white alone, non-Hispanic or Latino to the survey. Another group who just answered white alone make up 61% of the country, according to this data map that they were talking about. They say the white population is still the largest in the country at 204.3%. 204.3 million. But that number is down from 223.6 million in America. So it isn't, you know, Armageddon, but it's a sign. And the war is still on with you white folks. If you haven't noticed, you're under fire. So the second largest group, they say, is Hispanics, which make up 62 million or 18%. The third are African Americans, which represent 12.1% of the country. Get this, down from 13% in the 2010 census. So blacks have lost 0.9% of our population. That, let me tell you, I don't know if you guys know the numbers, but black folks at the turn of the 20th century were 19.2% of the population. We're now down to 12.1%. 7.1% of black folks are disappeared. Think about 7 to compared to 19. That's almost a third of black people are no longer, you know, in other words, we are shrinking. Anybody want to take a guess how we're shrinking? Huh? Planned Parenthood? Huh? Margaret Sanger? Huh? Leftism? I'm just, anybody got any suggestions? So the Hispanics are grown. They're 62 million. They're 18%. I don't know if that's up or down, but I'm gonna say it's up probably. And blacks are down. In case the Democrats can't be more clear, black people, they are replacing us with the Hispanics. Africa's a long way away, and I don't care how many lotto tickets they give out to come to the America. Mexicans can just walk across the border. Central Americans can just walk across the border. Oh, laudy, laudy. Let's see. They said generally the population is becoming more diverse, with people responding that they are of some other race than white, black, Hispanic, Native American, Asian, or Pacific Islander than before. I'm believing that that's probably people checking the box that says American. They said the only states where the majority of the population is non-white are California. They have their majority Hispanic, 39.4%. D.C., a black majority, which isn't a state, by the way, 40.9%. Hawaii, Asian is the majority, 36.5%. New Mexico, Hispanic is the majority, 47.7%. And Puerto Rico, which has a population of 98% Hispanic. So I did a little research, because I always like to do a little more. And I wanted to find out where all these white people are. Because I'm going to tell you something. When I go to most places, white people are not the defense. You know, if you go to Chicago, it isn't like you see a bunch of white. Go to New York and tell me it's overwhelmingly white. New York is overwhelmingly brown. But anyway, here's what they said. On the 2000 census form, race and ethnicity are distinct questions. A respondent who checks the Hispanic or Latino ethnicity box must also check one or more of the five official race categories. Of the 35 million Hispanic or Latinos in the 2000 census, a plurality of 48.6% identified as white. 48.2% identified as other, most of whom are presumed of mixed races such as mestizo or mulatto, and the remaining 3.2% identified as black or other races. So with Hispanics, 48.6% of them identified as white. So whites are getting a whole group of brown people in their mix. So I've already looked into this. I looked into this a long time ago because I kept asking myself. I remember when I finally said, how many white people are there to be so, you know, for people to be so mad at them? Because there's 1.6 billion Chinese. There's 1.3 billion Africans. That's a lot. The United States was 300 million, give or take, 328 now. Scandinavia is pretty small. I mean, where are the white people so popular? I mean, there's Canada, but that's not even that super white. What? Give me the super white populations of the world and tell me how many there are. Because
between the Arabs, the Africans, and the Chinese, you got a lot of brown people. And let's not forget the Hispanics, the Latinos. So exactly how many white folks are there? And I was shocked to learn the number of people who are called white in the U.S. So, for example, I just gave you the Hispanics. Almost half of them identify as white. You remember when George Zimmerman, when he killed Trayvon Martin, they were, oh, he's a white Hispanic. They didn't want to tell you the dude was a Latino that killed a black dude. Let me go on, though, because this will blow your mind. Under the U.S. Census definition and U.S. federal agency, individuals with ancestry from North Africa are considered white. I know, you're thinking African. Yep. It said the EEOC regulation also explicitly defines white as original peoples of Europe, North Africa, or the Middle East. Anybody, folks, that is an Arab from or from Northern Africa, Egypt, Tunisia, Algeria, etc., they are all considered white folks. I remember reading about this and I wrote about it. I said, wow, so white people are getting credited for some brown folks. In certain parts of the South, I'm reading this, during the Jim Crow era, Italians occupied a racial middle ground within the otherwise unforgiving binary caste system of white over black. Though Italians were viewed as white for purposes of naturalization and voting, their social standing was that it represented a problem at best. Their racial status was impacted by their appearance, and they did not act white, engaging in manual labor ordinarily reserved for blacks. Italians continued to occupy a middle ground in a racial order through the 1920s. But here's my point. Italians are considered white because they're European. Do Italians look white to you? Come on, Barbarino, tell me. In the 2014 census, they had a new racial category for Middle Eastern and Northern African Americans. The category required approval by Congress, but, as I said, Northern Africans, Barber, Cop, Arab, Arab Barber, Berber rather, Egyptian, North African Oregons, they are the Arab American groups, the most numerous in the United States, and they are considered white. Folks, white people have been disappearing a long time. They've been cooking the books to make you believe you're the majority people because that way they can come down on you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson talking about white folks shrinking. And I don't mean getting smaller in stature. Well, that too. You are shrinking because you're getting smaller in stature. And it's your own doggone fault because you won't fight for yourselves. 844-551-8255. Well, I can't say that totally true. Maybe you haven't had your backs pushed far enough against the wall, because I have seen white folks come out swinging. Yeah, I mean, the American Revolution. It wasn't Chinese that started that. It wasn't black folks. It was disgruntled whites. The people would come over here and say, you know what, British? We've had enough of you. Glad you guys stuck with me. We're talking about the shrinking population of white folks, and I just took you through the crazy notion, the lie. Folks, the lie that white people are such a big population. White people are the problem all over the world, right? Everybody's afraid about the browning of their cultures. That's why Arabs are completely dominating Europe now and Scandinavia, because they, white people want to show, we're very forgiving. We don't really care. Look at what we're doing here. And I tell you white folks all the time, y'all need to not be so tough on yourselves. Everywhere you are, it's very civilized. Very civilized. Where you're not, it's not quite as civilized. You don't have to believe me. Just look it up. Look at countries like Finland, Norway, Sweden, etc. I'm not saying they don't have criminals, but it's highly civilized. But look at Central America. Look at Latin America in general. Look at Africa. Look at the Middle East. It's not quite as civilized. Look at Pakistan. These brown people get together. Look, I'm not trying to be racial. I'm just giving you this. This is observational. White folks go places and they say, let's be civilized. Let's communicate. Let's talk. I can tell you this firsthand as a kid growing up, a black kid growing up, losing his mom. I didn't get any counseling. Nobody. Hey, Kevin, let's sit down and talk. One of my friends is my son's best buddy. His dad died. Just unexpectedly, 49 years old. And he comes home the other day. He says, yeah, my friend, I'm not going to say his name, but he says his mom's making him go to therapy. And we were talking about it at the house, and I said, good for her. And my son goes, yeah, he doesn't like it. I said, he doesn't have to like it. He better be glad he's got a mom that understands that he doesn't get it all. He doesn't understand the impact of losing his dad at 14 years old, and there can be serious implications. See, I didn't get that at 5. My mother died, and it followed me, it haunted me, it haunts me to this day. So, white people are civilized. They're like, look, we understand the mind, the human condition. And they get disparaged, just like the Jews. I talk to my Jewish friends, I'm like, I don't get y'all. You've made unbelievable, you know, contributions to mankind in science and technology and medicine, and you're hated. Black folks, we gave you a few things. We gave you jazz and some hip hop and, you know, some pretty cool dance moves. But I mean, really, in comparison, I'm not even trying to be mean. I'm proud to be black. I think we've done amazing stuff, and we've built this country, and we are as much a part of the fabric of it, and we marketed America. Jesse Owens going to the Olympics and telling Hitler, you're wrong, man, about this Aryan nation crap. We needed that dude at that time, and it was hugely important. She probably should have gotten the Nobel Peace Prize for that. So I'm not diminishing us in any way. I'm just saying white folks have made some pretty significant contributions. And, man, the Jews, don't even get me started. Oy vey. Oy. Forget about it. I mean, well, that's Italian. But you know what I'm talking about. Look, why are you hating on yourselves, white folks? I don't get it. You're hating on yourselves. Your kids don't want to be white. Your parents are apologizing, trying to help every, ooh, got to help the black man, got to help the this, that. You've done okay. I know where you live. I hang out with you. You're not mean-spirited. You're not doing bad things. And let me tell you, you're not doing drive-bys in black neighborhoods. You're not impregnating young black girls and walking away from them and becoming baby daddies. You're not doing that. You're not shooting up the hood. You're not oppressing black people and trying to keep them out of school. You know what? I have so many white folks that donate money. Say, Kevin, you know, please find these underprivileged kids and get them into some good colleges. Get them great educations. Kevin, get them out there and show them some really cool things that life isn't the way. You know, please expose them, expose them, expose them. I mean, white folks. When we were running this adoption charity, Melissa and I got 1,000 kids adopted. You know who was helping? 99, but it's certainly over 80%. White folks were helping get these inner city kids, mostly black, 72% who were black, 28% other, with, by the way, very few white kids, but we were helping get these kids adopted as whole families, and it was white folks doing it. They had better things to do. They had a lot more money than I had. But they came and would serve on the board. They'd go find us sponsors. They'd go find us people to donate, gift certificates, all kinds of stuff. Out there working their butts off. They got families. They got jobs. They have other things they want to do, but they were giving back. And they weren't doing it because they were like, well, we want to help the poor little black people. They did it because they wanted to do it. But you hear AOC and Americans, white people are afraid of the browning of America, the browning of America, the browning of America happened a long time ago. And people are still, you white folks are still out there, oh man, I feel so bad being white. Oh my gosh, why was I born white? Why was I cursed with being born white? I don't get it. You will never make me feel bad for being born the way I'm born. Never. There is nothing you could tell me. Kevin, black people used to kill people and they used to... Really? Wow. Amazing. Why are you telling me that? Kevin, black people were slaves. They were lynched by other people. Subservient. You know, they were lack of civil rights. They were whipped and beaten and accused of crimes they didn't commit and all that. Wow, and yet we still survived. And yet here I sit in front of a microphone talking to white folks trying to tell y'all, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you people? I don't know if I'm playing Dr. Phil for you or whatever, but I just will tell you, you got nothing to be ashamed of, as Dr. Phil saying. I don't know the little terminologies what he's telling people. How's that working out for you? I know he says that. So I say to you white folks, how's that working out for you? You know, you got people teaching critical race theory right in front of your face. That white people were oppressive, you were mean, you were whatever. And you live in the same land, no matter how mean you white people were. Let me just help you put it in perspective. No matter how mean you were, we still are now on equal footing. You suck at being mean, white people. You suck at oppression. You're terrible at oppression. If I'm going to keep you down, I'm going to keep you down forever. I'm going to read books on people, how to keep a person down forever. And it ain't going to be written by a white person because y'all suck at it. You can't keep people oppressed. You let a black man become president. You let a black dude dominate golf. What is wrong with you white people? You suck at oppression. You let a series of black people dominate basketball, a game invented by a white man. And as I said, golf, the Scottish, come on, Scottish, should be ashamed of yourselves. Tiger Woods being the best golfer. But then black people should be ashamed of ourselves, too, because Eminem's a top rapper. I mean, we ain't exactly free in all of this, right? Jeez. White folks coming down on themselves, man. No wonder your population is shrinking. And then, as I said earlier, you let them include everybody. They got Northern Africans. Have you looked at somebody from Tunisia or Algeria or Egypt, the Middle East? These are white people? By what standards? Oh, and hey, white people, dirty little secret. You're not all white. Yeah, there's a skunk in the woodpile, as they say. You're not all white. Do your ancestry. Some of you got a little bit of black blood. Back in the day, they called it the one drop rule. If you had one drop of black blood, you were black. I mean, you were black. As a black person, for when the massa would rape one of the slave women, and the little child was born a mulatto, half black. No sirree, Bob. Black child. And I don't care how diluted your genealogy became, because black folks, we passed back in the day and we started looking more white, you know, the ones that were light-skinned, the Lena Horne types, they could pass. If you got a drop of black blood, you're considered black. That's what the eugenicists believe. I got to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.